I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. I am so glad to be with you and glad to enjoy God's Word with you. We're in chapter 3 and we find ourselves in verse 10. By the way, if you're just joining us, we do this 5-minute slice of fresh bread to help you get started in a quiet time life, or a supplement in your quiet time life, or just a way to maintain sanity while you're on the road and headed to work or coming home, or however and whenever you're listening to this. We pray that God is using it in your life, and we do pray that you are working on a daily time to feed upon the Word of God, the bread of life, whereby we can know the bread of life, Jesus Christ. In this passage, of course, the Apostle Paul has instructed Timothy to make Paul his model, because you learn by imitation. And he is to make Paul his mentor, because you learn by instruction. And so he now says this to him in verse 10. Let me just give you a couple of verses. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 10, he says, "But you," that's Timothy, "you followed my," that's Paul, "you followed my teaching, my conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me!" Exclamation point. So here the Apostle Paul has said, now you're supposed to follow me as I follow Christ. Listen to me as I bring to you the word of Christ. Now what are you going to do through this? Well, first of all, follow my teaching. You can know Jesus and not trust Jesus, but you can't trust Jesus until you know Jesus. So you need to be taught. You followed my teaching. But the Apostle Paul didn't leave it at teaching. He didn't have just simply a talking faith. He had a walking faith. So he says, not only will you follow me in my teaching, but you follow me in my conduct as well. Watch me as I live out. Imperfectly, yes. But watch me as I live out what God has taught me inside. So you followed my teaching and you followed my conduct. And one of the first things you'll notice in my conduct is Paul lived life on purpose. This one thing I do. He lived a life in which he ordered his life to make every moment for Jesus. So you followed my teaching, you followed my example, you followed my purpose in life and my faith. What undergirded him was his trust in the Lord, that by faith he had put his trust in the Lord. Well, how was that seen? Patience. It's amazing how patient you can be, A, when you know you've been saved by grace, B, when you know even when people turn against you or falter in their relationship with you, you're still learning. The Lord hasn't faltered. The Lord hasn't left you. The Lord is still with you. So by faith, you can continue with patience. And how do you manifest that patience? You manifest it with love. And with love and patience, that is seen with a lifestyle of perseverance. Now notice, the Christian isn't perfect. He doesn't say perfection. He says perseverance. So you've seen my perseverance in life. And more than that, he says, you not only saw my perseverance, you saw my perseverance in the midst of persecutions and suffering. Both persecutions and suffering. That is, Paul was a target of Satan and the kingdom of darkness and the world and demons. He was their target. And there were many things done against him, beaten, lashed, incarcerated, all kinds of things. But Paul persevered in persecutions, persevered in his sufferings. And he said, by the way, you were with me. Let me name a couple of times this happened. Lystra, Antioch, at Iconium. In other words, back in your own hometown, Timothy, you saw these things happen to me. What persecutions I endured. There's the evidence. Doesn't cause your salvation. It's the evidence of your salvation. I endured. Then he said this, every single one of them, God delivered me. That didn't mean he took the persecutions away. It meant he took Paul through them. Sometimes he removed them. Sometimes he endured them. Sometimes he went through them. Sometimes he went above them. But all the time, Christ won the victory. And not only did Paul maintain endurance, he also manifested a life that was growing in and by the grace of God. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.